A few weeks ago, Ben Volta and his crew of painters put the final touches on a mural that wraps around the outside wall of the McMichael School in the Mantua neighborhood of West Philadelphia. It starts on the south wall of the school with images of molecules and cells, and they become plants as the mural moves east, and then it turns the corner into imagery of outer space and orbital paths. It's called Micro to Macro. Volta arrived at McMichael a year ago. He had no ideas, no lesson plan, and no vision of the final product. He came on the first day of class, sat down, and listened to the teacher.
I remember them doing a lot of long division and remembering how much I don't remember how to do that and trying to figure it out as they go.
As a kid, Volta was a terrible student, and really, he doesn't know that much about science. While not paying attention to the lesson in long division, he remembered seeing a short film called The Powers of Ten. It was made in 1977 for IBM by Ray and Charles Eames, famous for the Eames chair. It's a visual experiment in exponential multiplication. It starts with a zoom out, focusing on two people picnicking in a park, and then expands exponentially to the outer reaches of the universe. Volta showed the class this movie.
Now, every 10 seconds, we will look from 10 times farther away, and our field of view will be 10 times wider.
And then the camera zooms back in by the same powers of 10, coming closer and closer back to Earth, back to the people in the park, and then probing into their cell structure. Kia Smith, now in 8th grade, remembers the film.
It went from the people and then went out to the universe and then to the universe back to the people. And in their skin cells. It looked weird is what I'm saying.
There was like a wow factor. Everybody still liked it a lot, but there was that ew once you were getting in and to recognize that that's inside of all of our skin cells.
Once you get ew from 12-year-olds, you're golden. That's when Volta started taking them through design exercises that would end up being the micro to macro mural. Along the way, the students learned about plant biology, the solar system, and Vesica Pisces. That's a way to create perfect equilateral triangles by drawing circles with a compass. It's how the ancient Egyptians built the pyramids.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I mean, I remember making them and trying to make the perfect triangles and then coloring in the triangles afterwards, but I don't remember why.
Whether or not they retain specific information about Vesica Pisces a year later, those students become, overall, better. A teacher named Jerry Jackson has the data to back that up. He works at Grover Washington Middle School, which does not have a class period set aside for art. Ben Volta was hired by Grover Washington to come in once a week and create an art project during math class. So that weekly session was not strictly math, not strictly art, but a hybrid of the two. Volta and Jackson did this for 6 years.
You know, we would compare the data at the end of the year for the class that completed the project to the other classes. They got the exact same instruction that all of the classes did. But once a week, my homeroom class worked on the art project, and we saw that their PFSA results were always significantly higher.
Class, if I could have your attention, we are running out of time. Some of you are a little distracted.
Volta's current project at the Russell Byers Charter School in Center City is about brain cells. Working with a fashion designer from Moore College of Art, Volta asked the kids to draw costumes based on the structure of neurons. You can draw whatever you want, just make sure the parts of the cell are in there. Many of the students drew superheroes with spiky things sticking out of their shoulders.
They aren't spikes, what are they?
Dendrites.
That's all right. Yeah, dendrites. Good.
So dendrites, if you didn't know, are branches that grow out from the center of the neuron, the axon, which pick up electrical signals from neighboring neurons and then pass them along. The class made a single massive costume, which all 25 kids wear simultaneously. Each kid is a neuron interconnected by dendrites, creating kind of a neural net of 10-year-olds. Andrew Drumright wears a bicycle helmet that's strung with illuminated wire.
Well, right now we're working on an axon. The axon is holding up the neuron. So right now I'm a neuron. So when my helmet lights up, it's a sign that I'm getting ideas.
A year from now, Drumright might forget the distinction between an axon and a dendrite, just like the students at McMichael School forgot what they learned. But Volta says the point is to teach the kids that learning is a process of discovery, not a memorization of facts.
The idea that it would be lost on them is maybe minimal compared to the experience that they have and the memory that they have thinking about content and subject matter in a creative way. So if anything I want to have them remember is that we went through this process that brought us to something unexpected.
I'm Peter Crimmins for The Pulse.